throughout the papyrus as the revised mark stalks all over the page, broods sensation-seeking idea amid the verbiage gaunt, stands dejectly in the diapered window margin with its basque of bay leaves all aflutter about its forked frogs, paces with a frown, jerking to and fro, flinging phrases here and there, or returns inhibited with some half-halted suggestion, dragging its shoestrings the curious warning sign before our proto-parents ipsissima verba, a very pure nondescript, by the way, sometimes a palm-tailed otter, more often the arbutus fruit-flower leaf of the cane apple, which paleographers call a leek in the tatch or the arnamen ingerprips to the whole of his hat, indicating that the words which follow may be taken in any order desired, whole of iron man, the hat with whispering his hoe, here keen again and begin again to make sound sense and sense sound kin again, those hortipitch disdotted H's easily of the rarest innistral, as most of the jaywalking eyes we do plough into have, unconnected principal, medial or final, always jims in the jam, sahibs, as pipeless as threadworms, the innocent exhibitions of those frank yet capricious underlinings, that strange exotic serpentine since so properly banished from our scripture, about as freak-wing a wetter hand now as to see a right-headed lady white don a cork's horse, which, in its invincible insolence, ever longer more and of more morosity, seems to uncoil spirally and swell, Lasserton lazily before our eyes, under pressure of the writer's hand, the ungainly musicalness, so painted and sculpting self-sounder, as black heart full as a potatus, and dumbfound oh, or parois, as ten cannons and skelterfuge, the studio's omission of year number and era name from the date, the one and only time when our copy seems at last to have grasped the beauty of restraint, the lubricious conjugation of the last with the first, the gypsy mating of a grand stylish grave digging with the second best buns, and interpolation, these munchables occur only in the Butterbrowth family of manuscripts, Bob's Code 4, Papyrus 2, Brex 11, Lund 3, Din 17, Supplement 30, full up 15. The scholiast has hungrily misheard a dead man's toller as a muffin bell, the four shortened ampersands under which we can glimpse at and feel for ourselves across all those rush years, the warm, soft, short pants of the quick scribbler, the vocative laps from that which it begins, and the accusative hole in which it ends itself, the aphasia of that heroic agony of recalling a once-loved number, leading slip by slipper to a general amnesia of misnomering one's own. Next, those R's, those R's all bellical, the high priest hieroglyph of Kettle Tom, and odds bones, rasted red-handedly from our hallowed rubric prayer for truce with booty, O Rempus pro Romulo, and rudely from the fane's pinnacle tossed down by porter to within an aim's ace of the quatrain of rubiettes among those whose art without the temple, nor since rose distillery burned, have quaffed night's fire-filled cup, but jig-jog-jug as day the dice-box throws, whang, loyally six I lead, out with your hearts, blue it, blast ye, and there she's for you, sir, whang her, the fine oman, rouge to her lobster locks, the rossy whang, God no Mara has it with his ruddy old villain Rufus White, whang, God, and you're another, he hasn't, for there's my spoil, five of Spud's drums, whang, whack, on his pigskins, kiss her for him, come in, O'Mara, where are you? Then coming over to the left aisle corner down the cruciform postscript from the three basia, or shorter and smaller oscula, have been over carefully scraped away, plainly inspiring the tenribus tongue page of the Book of Kells. And then it need not be lost sight of that there are exactly three squads of candidates for the Crucian Rose, awaiting their turn in the marginal panels of Column Killer, chugged in their three ballot boxes, then set apart for such hanging committees where two was enough for anyone, starting with old Matthew himself, as he with great distinction said then, just as since then, people speaking have fallen into the custom, when speaking to a person of saying to his company, when the third person is the person darkly spoken of, and then the last labiolingual basium might be read as suavium, if, however, the embracer then was wrote with the tongue in his, or perhaps her cheek, as the case may have been then, and the fatal drop at dwindle slope of the blame scrawl, a sure sign of imperfectible moral blindness, the too-muchness, the far-too-manyness of all those four-legged M's, and why spell, dear God, with a big thick D? Why, oh why, oh why? The cut-and-dry axe and wise form of the semi-final, and eightently or twenty-fourthly, but at last, thank Morris, lastly, when all is said and done, the Penelopean patience of its last paraff, a colophon of no fewer than 732 strokes, tailed by a leaping lasso, who thus at all this marvelling but will press on hotly to see the vaulting feminine libido of those interbranching ohm sex up and in sweeps, sternly controlled and easily re-persuaded by the uniform matter-of-factness of a meandering male fist. Duff Mugley, who now may be quoted by very kind arrangement, his dexterous scoff and his photosension under supersonic light control may be logged for by our none-too-distant future as soon as stone values can be turned out from chromophilomus, limited at a millicentime the microcamp, first called this kind of Paddy-Gouizy partnership, Dulichian or Tetrachyric or Quadrumane or Ducks and Drakes or Debts and Dishes Perplex, some forestalling over that studium of sexophonologistic schizophrenesis, volume... After the well-informed observation, made miles apart from the master by tongue-tied, later frustrations amongst the neo-Muglian teachings about the semi-unconscious passum, that in the case of the little-known periplic bestseller, popularly associated with the name of the wretched mariner, Trianfurin Deaf Weedoff, our plumsuck patron shapekeeper, a Punic admiralty report from Macpherson's ocean round by the tides of Jason's cruise, had been cleverly capsized and saucily republished as a dodecanesian bedecker of the every tailor treating itself variety, which could hope satisfactorily to tickle me gander as game as your goose. The unmistaken identity of the persons in the Tiberista duplex came to light in the most devious of ways. The original document wasn't what is known as Hanno o non Hanno's unbrookable script. That is to say, it showed no signs of punctuation of any sort. Yet, on holding the verso against a lit rush, this new book of Morse's responded most remarkably to the silent query of our world's oldest light, and its recto let out the piquant fact that it was but pierced but not punctured, in the university sense of the term, by numerous stabs and foliated gashes made by a pronged instrument. These paper wounds, four in type, were gradually and correctly understood to mean stop, please stop, and do please stop, and oh, do please stop, respectively, and following up their one true clue, the circumflexious wall of a single-minded men's asylum, accentuated by bite, sop, fe, rock, anger, asan, diptincha, inner, yard inquiries pointed out that they had been provoked by fork of a grave professor at his breakfast table, acutely professionally piqued to equals introduce the notion of time upon a plane, suffice by punct, Ingalls' old space, deeply religious by nature and position, and warmly attached to thee and Smearbrae, and better on him and new ladles, it was rightly suspected that such hour could not have been visited by him, Professor Prendergast, even unwittingly under the ancestral pneuma of one whom, with rumour, he venerated shamelessly at least once a week at Cocksburg Common, as his apple in his eye, and her first boy's best friend, and though plain English for a married lady misled heaps by the way, yet when some pure appearer detected that the four-leaf shamrock or quadrifoil jab was more recurrent wherever the script was clear, and the term verse, and that these two were the selfsame spots naturally selected for her perforations by Dame Partlet and her dung heap, thinkers all put gown and watering spillful prattyland only, and a playful fowl and musical me, and not you in any case, two and two together, and with a swarm of bisses honey hunting after a sigh for shime, oh, the petty bony rogue, separated modest mouths. So be it, and it was. The letter making of the exploits of Fjorn Cam Helson when he was in the Kveen's country, well, soldier's men. With acknowledgement of our fervour of the first instant, he remains years most fainfully, for post scraps he spoils, though not yet had the sailor sipped that sup, nor the humpfarb foamed to the fill, and fox and geese still kept the peace around l'auberge du Père Adam. Small need after that, old Jeremy Solem, old Huff Snuff, old Andy Cox, old Scandrum, for quizzing your weekenders, come to the Orcu, which shoots off in a hiss, muddles up in a must-mass, and as holes a dismantled noon-drunkard son. Howbeit, we heard not a son of sons to leave by him to Oceanic Society and his old man without a thing in his ignorance, Tulko Macaulay, and it was thus he was at every time that son, and the other time the day was in it, and after the morrow Dermot is the name, is on the writing chap of the Psalter, the juxta-juncter of a dear mate, and he passing out of one desire into its fellow. The daughters are after going and lolling for him, Torba's niece-lookers of the fair neck, wanted for millinery servants to elderly persons by the totty Askenises, formerly confounded with a mother, may be growing a moustache, did you say, with an adorable look of amusement, and uses no class billiard halls with an up-and-down lather. Not Hans the courier, though had he have only had some little laughings and some less of cheeks, and were he not so worried by his bulb of percussion, he could have a, and would have, as true as Essex Bridge, and not gossip, so gossip, I declare to man, no, to all such relief, one's half-hypothesis of that jabberjaw ape amongst the showering chestnuts of Bruisenose was hotly dropped and his room taken up by that odious and still today insufficiently malestimated note-snatcher, cack, fright, bosh, and fighty, Macherny Gospuchin, says you, Shem the penman. So, who do you do tonight, ladies and gentlemen? The echo is whirring in the back of the wards. Call him forth. Sean McIrwick, brief dragger for the concern of Mrs. John Jemson and Song, rated 110/100 on this mighty quick-quick-quack of the 12 apostrophes set by Jocket Mick Earwick. He misunderstruck and aimed for an olum of number 3 of them and left his free natural riposte to 4 of them in their own fine artful disorder. What second to none Mr. Rector and Maximos Bridgemaker was the first to rise taller through his bean's tail than the blue gum buo barbon of the gigantus Wellingtonius Sequoia, went nudie boots with trouters into a Lafayette when she was burly in her tricklies, was well known to claw a conciliation cap onto the esker of his hooth, sports a chain gangers Albert solemnly over his Hollander's epulence, thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lap apple, gave the heinousness of choice to every night betwixt Yesterdicks and Tumeries, had several successes of coloured cerebrinades of the same big white drawing-room Hortug, is a Wilberforce to this hour at house as he was in Heather, pumped the Catholic watery and shocked the Protestant boyne, killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man, found father for 5 when all Mark and Rose got flooded, with Irish tutorous Cornish made easy, voucher of Roachbull's tall of the road, bred many-headed stepson for 1 leap your own daughter, is too funny for a fish and is too much outside for an insect, like a heptagon crystal imprisons truths and fausts for it, is infinite swell and unfitting injuments. Once was he shoveled, and once was he arsoned, and once was he inundered, and she hung him out, Bill Bailey, has a quadrant in his tile to tell taller cat a clog it is, offers chances to log on, but stands up to leg before, found cold at the end of his harrow, and moss rose behind the seams, made a fort out of his postern, and wrote F-E-R-T on his buckler, its escape master-in-chief from all sorts of hoding places, if he out-harrods against Barkers, to the shulebred he acts witchily, was evacuated the mere appearance of 3 germans, and twice besieged by sweep from zoomorphology to omni-animalism. He is brooched by the spin of a coin, towers an Eddystone amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep, threatens thunder upon malefactors, and whispers up frau frau's frou frou, where Durek hook back crook upsits his ass, bozzy worthies jeer and junket, but they booze him ooze and bass his ass when he looks like Hunket Plunket, by so-and-so's in search of party on a lady of this city, business reading newspaper, smoking cigar, arranging tumblers on table, eating meals, pleasure, etc., pleasure, eating meals, arranging tumblers on table, smoking cigar, reading newspapers, business, minerals, wash and brush up, local views, juju toffee, comic and birthday cards. Those were the days, and he was the hero. Pink sunset char, red clay cloud, sorrow of Sahara, oxhide on iron, arined and attainted, listed and littered, pleaded and proved, catches a check at bank of Indganged, and endorses his doom at chapel exit, brain of the Franks, hand of the Christian, tongue of the North, commands to dinner and calls the bluff, has a block at Morgan's and a hat ache all the afternunch, plays Gehameret when he's earnest, but Mrs. Mousy when he's lustic, walked as far as the head when he sat in state of the rump, shows early English trace marks and a marigold window with manic-like lights, a myrioscope, 2 remarkable piscines, and 3 well-worth-seeing ambries, arches all porticullis, and his nave dates from dots, is a horlog unstoppable and the ben of all bells, fuit ist and herit, and though he's mildew stained, he's mouldy stoned, is a quercus in the forest, but plain member of Megalopolis, montum nighty, fawn and fleet foot, plank in our platform, blank in our scuttern, hiddle in caricatures, he's enumerated, hold as an earl, he counts, ship-shaped phrase of bug-looking words, with a form like the easing moments of a graminivorous, to our dooms brought he law, our manoirs he made his vill of, was an overgrind of the underground, an aqua juice for fiery throat, sends boys in socks a cough her hooping, when he lets fart his carbon oxide, and silks stockings show her shapings when he loses hose and hers, stocks dry putter for the ill people, and pinken pellets for all the pale, gave his Monday foot to Miserius, her pinch to Anna Livy, that superfine pigtail to Carissa Carosia, and quid rides to Titius, Caius, and Sempronius, made the man who had no notion of shopkeepers feel he'd rather play the duke than play the gentleman, shot 2 queens, and shook 3 caskets when he won his game, of dwarfs, fumes inwards like a strombolus till he smokes at both ends, man-mote befire of him, womankind pietad, shows 1 white drift of snow among the gorse growth of his crown, and a chaperon of repentance on that which shed gore, pauses and cries, triple bill, went by metro for the polis, and then hove by, to the finder's hail, woe, are you that seek, whom filtered plenish, dearth to devoured, hawkers leading, cocoa comes next, emery ties for the flag, can dance the O'Bruin polar pass, at Nolan to his own orchestra's accompaniment, took place before the International Convention of Catholic Midwives, and found stead before the Congress for the study of endo-national calamities, makes a delicious entree, and finishes off the course between sweets and savouries, floods for forecasts, flares for fines, and the fun of the fray on the fair ground, cleared out 365 idols set up on one all, Carlassel for henwives hoping to have males, the Flahulik, the grasping one, the kindler of Paschal fire, forbid us our trespasses as we forgate him, the phoenix be his pyre, the cinerous his sire, piles big pellium on little osses, like the pilule of Hercules, has an Oedipus complex and a drink of the dregs kink, worst meats for chumps and cow carlos for scullions, when he plies for our favour, his very trolley ours. Two psychic espousals and three desertions, maybe matter of fact now, but it was futter of mag then. Caternole Hill, ex-mountain of flesh, was reared up by stress and sank under strain. Tank it up, drank it up, tell the tailor to his tout. And tutus for a man, but bit of a thimble for a maid. Blimp, blump, a dud letter, a thing or a song, a syllable, a byword, a sentence with surcease. While stanzas can use him, frail shall fall, was hatched at Selbridge, but ejaculated a brood, as it gan in the beginnings, so wound it up in a battle of boss. Roderick, 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 oh, you're gone the way of the Danes. Variously catalogued, regularly regrouped, a bush boy's holiday, a quacker's mating, a wench's sandbat, the same homoheatherous, checking low sleggers when solly early blew ye, real detonation but false report, spam, mad but insane, half a million via bogus senses, but no street house man when alp hand, it is the handiest of all andes and the most elegant spot to dump your hump, hands a succession to the new Patricus, but plums phlegmatically for the bloody old centuries, eats with doors open and ruts with gates closed, some dumb him Rothschild and more in him rocky fellow, shows he's fried to both demisphares, but tries to cover up his tracers. Seven doves caught who claim to have been pigeon-heimed to this Homer, Smerian, Roebuck, Collins Cree, Sea Point, Quay Holt, Ashtown, Ratini, independent of the lordship of Chamberlain, acknowledging the rule of Rome. We saw thy farm at useful prime, Donal, Donal, reeks like Ilbe Plelpese, and looks like Iceland's ear, logged at quote places, lives through Toth rains, takes a Zumbat for his weekend, and a Wassernap for his refreshment, after a good bout at stoolball enjoys Garofli Garofla, when nevermore missed and Columbo found, believes in every man his own goalkeeper and in Africa for the full backs. The arc of his drive was 40 full and his stumps were pulled at 80, boasts him through the thick and thews of the oldest creature in Ariania, and looks down on the Swiss family Collisons whom he calls Les Nouvelles Roches. Though his heart, soul and spirit turns to fair up times, his love, faith and hope stick to futurism. Light leg lifter sends him Suriantes from afar, while boar brow benders curse and grommelance to his hindmost. Between your lasses and ye lats, glimpse of even. The lug is leekas, the luck is pile, drinks tar and water for his asthma, and eats the unperishable sow to stive off regular rack. The beggars cloak them reclined about his paddy stool, the whores winking him as they walk their stride. On Christen Mass at Advent Lodge, New Zealand, after a lengthy illness, the Reverend Mr. Easterling of Pentecostitis, no followers by bequest, fanfare all private, gone where glory waits and ball bulletis, but not here yet, Maxwell Clark, conminxed under articles but finished of Borges, from the vat of the beer through the brewer in the dark to the butler of the bawn, is A1 and the highest, but Roray his root. Phil fand of hackleberries when as always truck and toss up for him as a youngster to fall out of hocken benches, wherein he'd gauge the use of raisins, adds ailments, das, doles, raps, rustics, tams, turmoil, sass seed enough for insemination, but sous skivvies on the sly, learned to speak from hand to mouth, till he could talk Irish with his eyes shut, hacked his way through hicklehocks, but hanged himself with their hereafter herialtos, and his leg bin and balls to say nothing a talk of the new common, the gleam of the glow, the shine of the sun through the dearth of the blush of the brick of the vile vill of Barnhullam has dust turned to brown, those dye to tarten him, rural root, dulls, bracken, teasel, fullers, ash, sunju, and crest, long lung, but not for cotton, stood his sharp assault of famine, but grew girther, girther, and gither. He has 24 or so cousins germinating in the United States of America, and a namesake with an initial difference in the once kingdom of Poland. He's first the young rose, and his second's French-Egyptian, and his whole means a slump at Christie's. Fourth of his pierced part came the woman of his dreams, blood thicker than water, last trade over seas, by shop of Glinty Look, Earl of Herd, you and I are in him, surrendered by Bryn Bullens, Ellen's flea pult perhaps, but Huang Chang evil time. He was one of your high big pipey boys, but fancy him a smoking fags, his at a time of loud mount of mish, mel of moy, has two cardinal ventures and three capital sings, has a peep in the pocketbook and a packet bulge in his keep, BVH, BLG, PP, MTD, SVP, TCH, LON, his breakfast, longer, deaner and super, as the streets were paved with cold, he felt his topperary, taught himself skating and learned how to fall, distinctly dirty but rather a dear, hovered chieftains everywhere with murder, Ostman Effendi, Serge Paddy Shaw, basis to Mammy, out preams all his parasite, first of the Fenians, Zoi de Fanéon. His tiara of scones was held unfillable till one lean fail felt him in Westminster, was struck out of a sitting when he rode solely to Damascus, and to our applauding predicament brought his plagues from Budapest, put a match head on an aspen stalk, and set the living afire, speared the rod and spoiled the lightning, married with cakes and repunked with pleasure, till he was buried. How happy was he, and he made the welkings ring up with up macabre. God at the top of the staircase, carrying on the mat of straw, the falsehood of a spindler web chokes the cave mouth of his unsightliness, but the nestlings that live in his leaf screen sing him a lover of arbitrage. Ulysses. We strike hands over his bloodied warsheet, but we are pledged entirely to his green mantle. Our friends, Vical Eagle, our Swarren Foy, under the four stones by his streams, who vanished the Weaselbow at the joys of shells. More and Laura had a hill of high time looking down on his confusion, till firm look in readiness, forward spear in the wind foot of Carrick strew the lake mist of Lego over the last of his fields. We darken for you, falter, in the year of mourning, but we'd fiddle to the dim twinklers when the streamy Morven lights call up the sunbeam. His striped pantaloon is rather strange walk. Harry Dittatus, columna erecta, hagion chition eraphon, nods an app for the nonce, but crows cheerio when they get ecumenical, is a simultaneous equator of eliminated intergrass, when 3-1 is by inspection improper, has the most conical hod piece of Confucianist heronym, and that choo-choo-foofus chin-chim of his is like a footsie kungaloo around Ashantiland. He's as lopeful as a gasometer of lithium and luridity, and he was twice 10 owler years before he wallowed around Rajan Chirkos. The cobblestone of the coping of his cavern is a canine constant, but only an American could paroxymete the apuperiosity of his atlas alongment. Sticklered rides and lefts at Batterstown in his hunt for the boar throat, but made his end with the motoreds that came at him in Camelon Street. Hannibal in exhaustive conflict, and Otto to return, burning body to azure air on melting mountain and wooing wave. We go into him, sleepy children, we come out of him, strucklers for life. He divested to save from the Mrs. Drownings their rival queens, while Grimshaw, Bragshaw, and Renshaw made off with story in clothes, taxed and rated license and rented. His three-faced stonehead was found on a white horse hill, and the print of his costless feet is seen in the goat's grass circle. Pull the blind, tall the deaf and call dumb, lame and halty, miraculone, mastricoline, led the uplands of the creation and hissed a snake charmer off her strays. Hounded became haunter, hunter became fox, harrier, marrier, terrier, tav, Olaf, the oxman, talker, the turrible, Euphiles of Vespasian, yet you think of him as Aurelius, Huggamore, tradatory, socianist, commonizer, made a summer assault on our shores and be giddy, got his hands full. First he shot down Raglan Road, and then he tore up Marlborough Place, Cromeloch Height and Cromer Hill, where his far-famed feet dressed, when our lurch as lout let free into the lubber below he loved, marshalled his ward moats and delimited the main, netted before nibbling can scarce turn a scale, but grossed after meals, weighs a town in himself. Banber prayed for his conversion, Berlin missed that grand old voice, a colossus among cabbages, the Mellorah throne of fruits. Larger than life, dirtier than death, Grand Turco, Oregu, Forment, Lash and Bugler, Leperlin, the sparkler of his genial fancy, the depth of his camp sagacity, the clearness of his spotless honour, the flow of his boundless benevolence, our family Ferber, our tribal turnpike, Quarry was he invincible, and Kerr was he burked, partitioned Erskalum, united Irishmen, he took his figure to his own metre, but she tested a bit gawky, and as for the salmon, he was coming up in him all life long, come, Isle Drish, Heckleberry and Sawyer the warden silent as the bee in honey, stark as the breath and hawk, Costello, Kinsler, Mahony, Morin, though you rope Amrique, your home ruler is Dan. Figure right, he is hoisted by the scurve of his shaggy neck. Figure left, he is rationed in isobaric parties among the crew. One asks, was he poisoned? One thinks, how much did he leave? Ex-gardener, reason Gebirger, fitted up with plan, tourist existences would make rosy or greedy mites, little house. Tout sheets and scuppers awash, but the oil silk Mac Leapstrit mixes asqua scutum. The enjoyment he took in K women, the employment he gave to gee men, sponsors to a squad of piercers, allied to a host of Raleighs against lightning, explosion, fire, earthquake, flood, whirlwind, burglary, third party, rot, loss of cash, loss of credit, impact of vehicles, can rant as grave as oxtail soup and chat as gay as a porter flippant, is unhesitant in his unionism, and yet a bigoted nationalist. Sylvia is shy of him, Master of St. Hosen's knows the joke, shows the sinews of peace his chest to wars, five fire home, 939 years of copyhold, is all days open for polemy polity's sake, when he's not sometimes close with the Jove of Janus, sucks life's elixir from the petty pickles of the Jewess, and rolls and sulks if any propelling runs down the Huguenots. Bomaport, de Wallace, Uber Marshall, Bloucher and Supercharger, Monsieur Drucar, Mr. Mutzen, Master Gardener to one he's just paunch and judex to another full of beans and brehens. Hallucination, Kaushman, ectoplasm, pass for Baba, black sheep till he grew, white woo woo woolly, was drummy at toys by Mac Gilligan's daughter, and put to music by one Shubard, all Fitzpatrick and his emirate remember him, the boys of Wexford hail him Babu, indanified himself with borrowed tribute and was shamed publicly to Brigstall, was given the light in Dre Orcrafts and then tumbled in three plexes, his likeness is in Terquite, and he giveth the rest to the rainbowed, lebriety, fraught harnetti and quality, his reverse makes a virtue of necessity, while his obverse mars a mother by invention, Biskilk is gone whale and he's the second imperial, untie points, unhooked tentus, and he's laid in plasters, call upon all thing when he failed to appeal to Achovos, Basidans, Ardi, Kongsema, Rexel Reglorum stood into the mouth. Then backed broadside and bowl a claver, either Eldorado or Ultimate Thole, a crawl of foo-food fires, a crawl of fire pubs, laid out lashings of laveries to hunt down his family's ancestors, and then played double trouble or quick quits to hush the buckers up, threw pebblets for luck over one sodden children, dragoon people its arm to their teeth, pepped at Gaudio Gambrinas, grim as pot of the grave, ace of darts, juice of diamonds, trouble of clubs, fear of spades, cumbrum, cumbrum, tricey nurses, force a drum, betray to no uno, tips the scale, reel the tiller tall opposite a brace of girdles and silver on the screen, but was sequenced from the set as crooks backed by the even more titular Rick, Red, Dave and Barry. He can get on as early as the 22nd of Mars, but occasionally doesn't come off before Verginting Conque Germinal. His Indian name is Hapapabuzzi Bill Byway, and his number as Ritmosopfi is the Stars of the Plough. Took weapons in the province of the Pike and let fling his line in Elwick. Moves in vicious circles, yet renews the same. The drain rats bless his offals, while the park birds curse his floodlights. Portobello, Equidocta, Terracotta, Percorello. He pours into the soft clad Shelburne, the hard cash earned in Watling Street. His birth proved accidental, shows his death its grave mistake. Brought up giant ivy from the land of Junkers, and be withered Apostolopoulos with the gale of his gall, while satisfied that soft, youthful, bright, matchless girl should bosom into fine, silk-clad, joyous, blooming young women, is not so pleased that heavy, swearsome, strong-smelling, irregular-shaped men should blot out active, handsome, well-formed, frank-eyed boys. Herald, hairy, fair, a loaf the wheat, husband your aunt and endo your nepos. Hearken but hush it, screen him and see it. Time is an archbishopric, time was a tradesman's entrance, Beckburn brooked with wrought scales scarred by scrow. His rainfall is a couple of knee highs, while his mean grass temperature marked 3 in the shade. It is the melting point of snow and the bubbling place of alcohol. Has a tussle with the trolls and then does himself justice. Hinted at in the eschatological chapters of Humphrey's Justesse of the J.P.'s, and hunted for by Teban recensors who sniff for something behind the bug of the deaf. The king was in his corner wall, milking Mark so merry. The queen was step in amber, feeling fain and furry. The maids was Mr. Hawthorne chewing up the horse. Out pimp the backguards, pump, and pump gum the goes. To all his foretellers he reared a stone, and for all his commissers he planted a tree. 40 acres, 60 miles, white stripe, red stripe, washes his feet in Annick water. Who Mr. Porter, so what shall he do? For he wanted to sit for Pimpleco, but they've caught him to stand for Sue. Dutch lord over Ozers, headman, king and martyr, Dunstring in the east, Pete's Lepore in Petron, Bart the Great by the exchange. He hastens towards Dame's trot and wending hand like the Prince of Orange and Nassau, while he has Trinity left behind him like bold beggar Bill the Bustonly. Brow of a hazelwood poo in the dark changes Blowicks into bullocks, and a well of Artesia into a bird of Arabia, the handwriting of his face wall, the cryptoconochoidophonos tomata in his expressions. His birth spot lies beyond the Hellespont, and his burial plot in the pleasant little field is the Litz kiosk on the peninsula and the Young West Hotel in the San Scholarland. Walked many hundreds and many score miles of streets and lit thousands in one night, lies in hectares of windows. His great white cloak lies on 15 acres and little white horse decks by dozens outdoor doors. Oh, sorrow the sail and woe the rudder that were set for Mary Quail. His son, the Huns, his daughters, the Tartars, are plenty here today, who repulse from his burst the bombolts of Ostenton and Falchion. Each flask downs a duck in the deep, a personal problem, a locket of enigma, upright one vehicle of arcanization in the field, lying chap, flood supplier of selliculation through El Blanes. A part of the whole is a port for a whale. Dear Hewitt, Castello, Equerry, were daylighted with her outing and are looking backwards to an early summers from rhododendrons, is above the seed fruit level and outside the leguminiferous zone. When older lynx locks older heart, then he'll resemble she, can be built with glue and clipping, scrawled or voided on a buttress. The night express sings his story, that a song of sparrow notes on a stave of wires. He crawls with lice, he swarms with soggards, is as quiet as Mersk, could but can be as noisy as a son of Gog. Was Dilmun when his date was palmy, and Mudlin when his nut was crack. Suck up the sea, sleep loud at ease, one lip on his lap and one cushion in his crease. His porter has a mighty grasp, and his baxter's the boom of his broad white. As far as wind dries and rain eats and sun turns and water bounds, he's exalted and depressed, assembled and asundered. Go away, we are deluded, come back, we are disgusted. Board the ostrov, leapt the infra, swam the mabble and floor the moil. Like fat, like tallow of greasefulness, yea, of dripping greasefulness, did not say to the old, did not say to the scorbutic, he has founded a house, Uru, a house he has found, to which he has assigned its fate, bears a raven geolent on a field, Zuv, rus the halo of his varlet when he appeared to a she-cook, as haycock emmet, boro, toro, ostrich, mangy and skunk, press the bear of old age out of the nettles of rashness, put a proof in the lodge for him, and a cock in his pot pro homo, was daffier than panchur chancer, than hortifex magnus, the topes that tippled in him, the types that toppled off him, till starts our hares, yet gates our goats, pocketbook, pack jacket boat, Gapman, gunrum, the light of other days, dire, dreary darkness, our awful dad, timor of torture, puzzling, startling, shocking, nay, perturbing, went puffing from King's Bird to new customs, doffing the gibbers often to every breach of all size, with Pa's new heft and Papa's new health, his Papa's old cutlass, Papa left us, when young-headed, old-shouldered and middle schneck, aged about, caller, herring, every daily, turgid tarpon overnight, see Lorien, the chameleon, that change in Dockwin history, by leaven his loaf with 40 bannocks, she drove him Dave till he drip her blind up, the pigeon droves be perching all over him one day on Bale's Bridge, and the ravens dove be pitching their dark nets after him the next night behind Königstein's arbour, tronf of the rep, comf of the priv, prosp of the pub, his head wood its ideal if his feet are bally clay, he crashed in the hollow of the park, trees down as he soared into the vagum of the phoenix, stones up, looks like a mountain bolter and sounds like a rude word, the nuntin view, some lump and pale round a lamp of succour in boyne water, three shots of putty at up. Up saddle, made up to Miss McCormick Neela Carty, who made off with Darley Dermot, Swank and Swarthy. Once Diamond cut Garnet, now Diamond cuts Grony. You might find him at the Florence, but watch out for him in the Winds Hotel. There's his bow, and where's his leaker, and here's Lace, his be quiet hearse, deep. Swed Albioni, likely as villain of the place. Henry Cantrell, Cochrane, Egotistas, limitated. We take our tays and freeze our fleas. Round Sandron's mounted foot, build the Lund's kirk and destroy the church's land. Who guesses his title, grabs his deeds. Fletch and Pretty's fashion chaps, artful Duke of Wilsla, Hugglebelly's funeral, Cook Hooks, Cali Cax, Herden Cameron excruciated, Boone with the benches billeted, Ban of buckshot back shattered, heaven gendered, chaos feeded, earth born, his father presumptively ploughed it deep on overtime, and his mother as all evinced must have travailed her fair share, a footsprints on the magazine, het man on horse by steering sand, honorary captain of the extemporized fire brigade, reported to be friendly with the police, the door is still open. The old stock collar is coming back, not forgetting the time you laughed at Elder Charterhouse's duck white pants and the way you said the whole township can see his hairy legs. By stealth of a cursor, Alburn treffs abaft his nape she hung, when his kettle became a heart childress, our Tory stities set their lymphy lamp fire, his year letter concocted by master hands of assays, his hallmark imposed by the standard of wrought plate, a pair of pectorals and a triple screen to get a wind up, lights his pipe with a roshan tree and hires a tow horse to haul his shoes, cures slavey scurvy, breaks barons, boils calls to sell polish, and was found later in a bedroom, has a seat of justice, his house of mercy, his cornucopious, and his stacks awry, prospector he had a rook sacked, retrospector he holds the halpin stake, won the freedom of New York from the mines of Yugoslaves, acts act of pedals and passism, and is a gorgon of self-righteousness, pours a last word of his ill formation over a lamb's worth of salt, half heard the single maiden speech La Belle spurned to her grand mount, and hold a lifetime by his ain fireside, wondering was it Hebrew set to Himmel tones, or the quicksilver song of Quaternions, his trouble may be over, but his doubles have still to come. The lobster pot that crabbed our keel, the garden pet that spoiled our squeezed peas. He stands in a lovely park, sea is not far. Importunate towns of X, Y, and Z are easily overreached. Is an excrescence to civilized humanity and but a wart on Europe. One a mate, sing science of sound sense, and yet he want to get all his flesh new made and much truly plural and plausible. Has exclusively large rings and is uncustomarily perfumed. Lusted at, he listed, the clee whippet of a Tamese. Is a prince of the Fingalian, is a hibernate of Hoolies. Has a hooch to query him, and a Frenchie to carry him, and a Brabanson for his better, and a Fritz at his switch, was waylay of a Parker and beshotten by a Buckley, kicks lintels when he's cuppy and cast Jacob's arrowroot, dime after dime to poor waif strays on the parish, reads the charms of H.C. Anderson, all the weeks of his evenings and crimes of Ivan the Terrible every stronger day morn, soaps you soft to your face and slaps himself when he's battened, owns the bulgiest bung barrel that ever was tip-tapped and deprived of the Mullingar Inn, was born with an owl's silver tongue in his mouth and went round the coast of Ireland with his left hand to the scene, raised but two fingers and yet smelted with day, for whom it is easier to found a sea in Eblana than I for I, or you to find a double tie in damper's damp, to live with whom is a life-mare, and to know whom a liberal education was dipped in holy olives and chrismed in scent or tolls. Heard crickets on the earth, but annoys the life out of the predicants. Still turns the dirk's ear of Darius to the now thoroughly infuriated one of God. Made man with juts, the jerk and minted money among many. Likes a sick cup pudding when he's come home, sweet home. Has come through all the eras of Liv's adventure from moonshine and champagne down to clouds and pottle porter. Woolham the farsed, Hanreich the alt, Charge the second, Richard the third. If a mandrake shrieked to convulsures at last surviving his birth, the wibe duck will vain bitterly over the rotter's resurrection. Loses weight in the moonlight, but girds girder by the sundawn, with one touch of nature set a veiled world a grin and went through within a sheet of tissue paper of the option of three jails, who could see at one blick a salmon taken with the lance, hunters pursuing a doe, a swallow fish in full sail, a whiter robe lifting a host, face flappery like old King Knut, and turned his back like Cincinnati's. Is it a far, far, and more a far, and a whore father knacker to bucker, in villas old as new, squats a quart and cracks a quaint, when it's flagging in town and on haven, blows whiskey round his summit, but stet stouts upon his footless stutches for he falls, and goes mad entirely when he's waked, is Tim to the pearly morn, and Tom to the morning night, and he had the best bunk baked bricks and bold Babylon for his pitching plays, he'd be lost for the want of his wan wobbling wall. Answer, Finn McCool. Does your mother know your mic? Answer, when I turn me optics from such urban prospects, 'tis my filial bosom doth behold with pride that pontificator and circumvallator with his damn night garrulous slip by his side. And alive, the lisp of her, 'twould Grig mountains whisper her, and the bergs of Iceland melt in waves of fire, and her spawn me spondies, and her jerkle me ondinies, make the rageous ocean keel and quaff a lyre. If Dane's Dane, Anne's dirty, if he's plain, she's pretty, if he's fain, she's flirty, with her auburn streams and her coy cajoleries, and her dabbling drolleries, for to rouse his rather up, or to drench his dreams, if hot Hammurabi or cold Celsiastes could espy her prankings, they'd burst bounds again, and renounce their ruings, and denounce their doings, for river and iver, and a night, amen. Which title is the true to type, motto and loo, for that tick for attack, attachment painted with wet one darkness, where a snake is under clover, and birds a prowler in the rookeries, and a magda went to monkey's house, and a river part was spotted, which is not witchcroft whore wrought, nor ooster home dreischluss, nor halsby grocer, nor vatten can vintner, nor houseboat and hive, nor knocks at a bell, not o phoenix cull prince, not Vone Squire Romy Neck, not Eblon Downis, not Le Desser Lemieux, not Benjamin's Lee, not Ptolemy's Waddington, not Antwerp Gnat Muska, not Curry's, not Weir's, not the Arch Knot, the Smug Knot, the Dutch House Knot, the Oval Nothing, Grant Nothing, Splendid, Gratut, Dusplettle, Nather, Eret Est Eret, nor non Mickey said Lucipro. Thine obesity, O civilian, hits the felicitude of our orb. What Irish capital city, O-dee-o-dee, of two syllables and six letters, with a Deltic origin and a numinous end, ah, dust, oh dust, can boast of having, A, the most extensive public park in the world, B, the most expensive brewing industry in the world, C, the most expensive peopling thoroughfare in the world, D, the most philohippic teobus population in the world, and harmonise your absurdeed responses? Answer, Delphus, and when you'll hear the gold hammers of my heart, my floxy loss, bing banging again the ribs of yet resistance, and the tender bolts of my rivets working to your distraction, she'll be shivering with all your dinful sobs, when we'll go riding a cup of curly, you with her orange garland, and me with my conny cordial down the greaseways of rollicking into the waters of wetted life. Dirk, and sure, where can you have such good old chimes anywhere, and leave you as on the mash, and how 'tis I would be engaging you with my plovery soft accents, and descanting up over the scene beyond me, of your loose vines and their hairful, with them two loving loops braceleting the slims of your ankles, and your mouth's flower rose and sinking over the soapstone of silvery speech. Nublet, Isha, why wouldn't we be happy, Avourneen, on the mill's money he'll soon be leaving you as soon as I have my own Brookline Georgian's mansion's lawn to recruit upon by Doctor's Cheek's special orders, and my Cooper's pan full of soybeans, and Irish in my east hand, and a James's gate in my west, after all the arrears and errorbos of comparative embottled history, and your good self churning over the news-leaf butter, more power to you, the choice and the cheapest from Atlanta or Coney, while I'll be drowsing in the garden. Dalway, I hooked my thoroughgoing trotty the first down Spanish place. Mayo I make, Tuam I take, Sligo sleek, but Galway's grace. Holy eel and sainted salmon, chucking chub and ducking das. Rod iron's not your equal, says she, leaping half the lane. ABCD, a bell on Shaldol steep bell. On we go, mass plon, Christmas people. Shan praise gone mess, our feus moon nipple. Our praim shan deepen, pray name me feepens, my name non equal.